What would look? You said earlier that you had many turning points in your career. Turning points that weren't planned on your part, but events that sort of happened that were crucial events. Looking back on your career, how would you? What would you say was the high point of your
high point?
Your what gave you the greatest satisfaction? Let me ask. Put it that way.
Yeah, I think reflecting back when I sold the our patents, Lorraine, I got the money to Hydro-Québec. They promised me the moon, freedom of action, a beautiful lab at Varennes on the outskirts of Montreal. But I have to respond to a Frenchman like me. That was a mistake. And he was afraid of me, or not afraid, but he resented me. And then the director of research had a heart attack. Another guy walked in who had a different views of the importance of plasma. All the plasmas were a logical thing, the application of electricity for a company like Hydro-Québec, you see. And it didn't pan out. I still did a good job, but I didn't get the support I expected, and that's why I resigned, so frankly. But at that moment I said, geez, I got the world by the tail, because here I left my job at Noranda on the 30th of March, my anniversary, and on the 31st I walked into another job at Hydro-Québec, which held immense promises. Then I really felt on top of the world. I said, what a way to finish my career, you see. Didn't pan out. Yeah. The great kick I got was the Killam Prize. That's in Canada, of course, in the States, you have so many high things, and we're not talking about Nobel Prize, but in Canada, the Killam Prize in engineering. It was the first McGill guy who got it. And David Johnston, the principal, made a big thing of it. And he gave us a fabulous reception and so on. And I was a hero for one day. But I enjoyed the check.
Now, the Killam Prize is not just chemical engineering.
In engineering, they have three. They have a Killam Prize in medicine, a Killam Prize in literature, and a Killam Prize in engineering. Yeah. It's a very high honoring in Canada.
What organization sponsors it?
Killam. Isaac Walton Killam. Was a very, very rich man, graduate of McGill University, and his widow has left a very large amount of, about $100 million to McGill, for fellows, for the prizes and so on. And, the amount is very large, but it's the interest on this, it's an endowment. Mm-hmm. Well, my dear fellow, I've kept you very busy. It's 12 o'clock.
Well, I've enjoyed it very much, and I appreciate your taking the time this morning to come over and talk to me.
Yeah, I talk too much. I didn't know what to expect, so it's not the sort of things that you can prepare and make a crisp presentation.
I would prefer that it be spontaneous, actually, as a...
Well, it was spontaneous, I assure you. Yes,
because it's meant to be a conversation. Mm-hmm. It's been very, very interesting to me. Your career is quite different in many respects. You have an interesting blend of your long association with McGill and the academic, and yet a very, very strong industrial tie.
Oh, yeah.
Probably more than a lot of other chemical engineers in the sense that they may consult, but your association was a little more than just consulting. You were actually being employed.
Yeah, that's true.
While you maintained your doctoral thesis direction at McGill.
Yes.
And that's a very interesting combination, and not very common one.
It's not, no?
I don't think so.
Well, not in Canada, I agree, but in the States, surely you must have examples of that.
Well, but the academic tie is the major one, and the industrial tie is the consulting aspect.
Oh, yeah.
But consulting is not the same as what you were doing.
No.
You were the research director.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So your input was a lot different.
Yeah. But I must say, to explain this this arrangement, which seems different to you, that chemical engineering is an engineering profession that lends itself beautifully for this, because chemical engineering, the way I was tackling, is processes, you see. Whereas others, electrical engineers, may specialize in computing and semiconductors and all this, whereas processes have wider. That explains it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you again.
You're most welcome.
I appreciate it.
I smoke like a chimney. That's probably.
I do too, generally. So.
Yeah.